510 on WTMJ. Hope you're having a great Monday. I wanted to bring you this devastating story that happened on Thanksgiving Day. It took the lives of three young children in a father's Kenosha apartment, and the mother is devastated. And talking to 12 News over the weekend, the three children that were killed in this fire were 10-year-old Riley, 9-year-old Connor, pronounced dead at the scene, and 8-year-old Elena Cannon died the very next day on Friday after she was flown flight for life from the hospital to the hospital from the fire. Here's a children's mother speaking on Channel 12 over the weekend on what happened in Kenosha.
I couldn't process what I was hearing on the phone. They were just my whole world, and they were literally the brightest things that I've ever had in my life. They were 17 months apart, so they were so close with each other.
So difficult. The cause is still under investigation. Officials say the father survived. He was treated for smoke inhalation. Kenosha firefighters say when they got to the scene, that apartment unit was completely engulfed in flames and they could not get inside. A friend of the children's mother started a GoFundMe to support her through all of this loss, funeral costs. There's going to be three funerals at once, and they've raised so far about $50,000, saying Connor, Riley, and Elena were such bright lights in this world. They were joyful, loving, full of personality, loved to sing. No parent should ever have to bury their children, let alone three at once. Again, this is Channel 12 talking to the mother here.
Instead of Christmas shopping, it's casket shopping.
That is the worst.
Oh, Julia.
I know.
That's so tragic. That hurts my heart. That's crushing. That's wow.
There's still so many questions, too. The children were so young. This happened on, a holiday. An apartment, and the cause of the fire is not known. The father survived. The cause is still under investigation. Again, the father did survive.
Did they die of smoke inhalation?
It seems
likely.
I think that from what I saw, the children, the 10-year-old and 9-year-old boys, they were pronounced dead at the scene. And the 8-year-old had smoke inhalation and was flown flight for life. So I don't know if the 10 and 9-year-old were stuck where the fire began, maybe.
I just have so many questions.
Me
did the
too.
Dad carry the kids out? Did the dad leave the kids in and come out coughing and then he survived? I mean,
I have a lot of questions.
I could never ever, I would die inside the building.
Me too.
If that's what it took to get my kids out.
I know.
And maybe he did drag them out and we don't know, but I have a lot of questions. For 25 years, Oak Creek-based Midwest Express Airlines was Milwaukee's hometown airline. That was their tagline. Dominating the local market, they won a lot of national awards. It ended about 15 years ago when the airline was bought and merged into Frontier Airlines. Did you ever fly Midwest Express Airlines?
Yes!
Loved it.
Me too.
Most famous for their wide seats, so every seat felt almost like you were in business class, wide leather mm-hmm. seats, and of course the fresh-baked chocolate chip cookies.
Oh,
on every
wow,
flight.
Blast from the past.
So you'd walk on the plane and it would smell like fresh chocolate chip cookies and they would pass those out. Okay, well, that ended when the airline industry kind of changed. Southwest, other low-cost carriers came in and it was hard for Midwest to survive. Well, now another airline that has a small presence in Milwaukee, Sun Country Airlines, the CEO says he sees a strong future for the ultra-low-cost carrier at Milwaukee. He says, it's time you look for another hometown airline, and we could be that choice.
All right.
I'm all for expansion and that kind of growth. Right now, they only fly to Cancun, Punta Cana, and Florida's Gulf Coast.
I was going to say, it's only taking us to warm places.
Yeah. And here's the other thing. Milwaukee's hometown airline, Midwest Express, was about luxury. It was about refinement. It was about not being low-cost carrier. And Sun Country is a low-cost airline based in Minneapolis. The CEO went on to say, here's the problem. We have an aircraft shortage in the U.S. right now. They can't build the planes fast enough, so it would be a little while before we have capacity to support expansion like we would like to do in Milwaukee. It would be at least sometime next decade.
What?
Yeah. No talk of wide seats, no talk of fresh baked chocolate chip cookies. But if they added more flights and our capacity increased, that would be good for all of us. I miss Midwest Express.
Me too.
Good airline. It's 519 at WTMJ. We step aside for Bucks basketball at the bottom of the hour. Meteorologist Craig Copeland. Could be kind of a not great night on the roads out there. He details it when he joins us up next. Bucks basketball comes your way in about 5 minutes or so here on WTMJ. How about that weather on Saturday? Wasn't that fantastic?
No! Come on.
A lot of kids are happy. I talked to someone in Elkhart Lake today for the Travel Wisconsin show that I host. She's so excited. She said, it's beautiful. We haven't had white Christmas like this in a long time. Meteorologist Craig Copeland is with us. Craig, it is pretty.
Oh, it's not Christmas yet, though, John. Who knows what's going to happen between now and then?
True. That's very, very true. Who got the most snow?
It's going to be hard to get rid of this much snow, though, in a month. You're right. So who got the most snow? The National Weather Service office in Sullivan, right along the Waukesha-Jefferson County line, reported 13 inches. New Berlin reported 12.7. 11.5 inches in West Allis and Oak Creek, Cedarburg, and Jefferson all reported 11.5 inches officially in Milwaukee. At Mitchell International, the snowfall will go in the record books at 8 inches.
How did they get the most at Sullivan? Where the weather service is, that's like Jimmy John's saying we're going to judge the best sub. And then guess what? Jimmy John's won.
To be fair, the snow was heavier west and southwest than Milwaukee area. So Madison got more than us too, and so did Janesville. So for our far western listeners, they all shared in the high numbers.
Boy, it's gonna be so cold tonight.
Yeah,
it is, and we've got some real cold nights coming up. Tonight we're going to drop into the teens, tomorrow night into the teens, and then Wednesday night and Thursday night I think we're going to drop below zero. Thursday during the day, that's going to be our coldest day of the next several, when we barely get to 10 degrees or maybe just a little above 10 for the high. And we aren't going to see normal again for at least 2 weeks. This week, the normal high is in the upper 30s. Next week, the normal high is in the mid 30s. I think we're going to be below those numbers for at least the next 2 weeks.
So the snow is going to stick around. I mean, unless 2.5 weeks from now we get a couple 40s, that's
right. And who knows, right? But yeah, there's a pretty good chance this all sticks around until Christmas. By the way, 2 hours ago, Julia was mentioning that she had gotten you a Christmas present.
Yes.
But now that went down the tubes because you already bought the same present
for
yourself.
I got him a 620 WTMJ vest.
And I didn't know, and I ordered one, yeah.
I'm just wondering, what size is Mercure?
Yeah, that's a great point. Craig's the same size as me.
Nice.
I'm just saying, I don't have a WTMJ vest.
You're John, selfless. That would really help us out.
John just kept on talking about this vest. Oh, Elizabeth has this awesome 620 vest. Oh, how do I get this vest?
Julia's the best gift giver. One of Julia's love languages is gift giving, and she's the most thoughtful person when it comes to gifts I've ever been around, and I ruined it now.
I was so excited.
Well, isn't that sweet? Yeah, so sweet.
Very thoughtful. Hey, let's talk quickly about tonight, because there's snow, it looks like, trying to start now. Are we looking at anything substantial tonight?
Most of the area is getting snow right now, but it's super light, like real fine snow. It's barely even showing up on the radar. It's so light. That said, though, it is covering side streets and sidewalks, so your less traveled roads tonight may very well be a little slippery. I don't think the main roads will be. The interstates should be just wet. The main highways will be just wet. But in your neighborhoods, the side streets, the city streets, there is just going to be enough of a fine layer of snow to make things slippery. From around Milwaukee and Waukesha south, accumulations could get up to an inch or maybe even 2 inches right near the Wisconsin-Illinois border. But from the interstate to the north, there'll be less, where I don't even think an inch will accumulate. So not a big deal in total amount of snow. But of course, as everybody knows, it doesn't take that much to make things a little slippery.
All right, so Julia has to drive to Delafield for a partner thing as soon as the show ends. So on the interstate, it shouldn't be terrible.
That's my guess. You know, the interstates and a lot of the streets will have some salt down already, right? Still have some salt on them from over the weekend. So the interstates being pretty heavily traveled, my guess will be just wet. It's when you're getting on and off of the interstate, Julia, that you might have some slick spots.
Yeah, stadium interchange right now. We're seeing a camera,
bumper
Craig. It's coming down
traffic.
Pretty good.
Yeah, well, thank goodness. You know what? If you're in it, I feel bad for you, but go slow. Yeah. Take it easy. Don't be in any rush.
Meteorologist Craig Copleen, always good to catch up, and look for that vest. It could be coming your direction.
All right, take care.
I'll talk to you soon, Craig.
John was like, I'll take that second vest. I don't care.
I will, seriously. The easiest way to stay on top of the weather and all the other stuff that matters is at WTMJ.com or the WTMJ mobile app. You can get all the alerts and stuff. I mean, my phone doesn't buzz as much as Julia's, but I do
get, every 2 seconds.
I do get all the alerts. So download the mobile app or check out WTMJ.com. It's Bucks basketball up next right here on WTMJ. Have a great night.